There is a meeting today at Chrysler headquarters in Auburn Hills. It's between the CEO of Fiat Chrysler Automobile, Sergio Marchionne, and some nervous officials from Ohio. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is with us now. Daniel, what's going on?
Well, to put it very bluntly, they're worried that they're going to lose production of the Wrangler, Jeep Wrangler, which is kind of the iconic, the original military Jeep from World War II, and Toledo's been producing that vehicle forever, it seems like. And the concern is that if they have to take that vehicle to an all-aluminum unibody construction, they're not going to be able to build it in Toledo. Sergio Marchionne has said and been on record multiple times as saying that as long as he's CEO, the Wrangler is going to be built in Toledo. But in Paris last week, he shocked some people when he said, well, my preference is Toledo, but I'm afraid that we're looking at having to rethink this entire vehicle in part because of corporate fuel economy regulations from the federal government. So as a result, they feel that they probably can't do it in Toledo because they would have to stop producing the Wrangler, or the current generation Wrangler, to make room for all the tooling that they would need to do in Toledo.
So Wrangler needs to go on an aluminum diet because of fuel economy standards.
Yes, that's exactly right. And you know, Ford really took the risk and took the lead with their new F-150, which is just starting to be driven by critics. And in fact, in today's Detroit News, my colleague Henry Payne has a very interesting review and a very positive review of this aluminum F-150, and basically says that this thing may be a total industry game changer. So, and the people at Chrysler have acknowledged privately that they were skeptical of what Ford was doing, but they watched it as it unfolded, and they became persuaded that, hey, these guys are onto something. So now they're having to rethink their iconic Jeep Wrangler. Not only would they be doing a lot of the body, if not entirely, in aluminum, but they'd be looking at downsizing engines and turbocharging those engines. Because what they want to eventually do is what Ford has tried to do, which is to deliver the same kind of expectation and product to their customers, the same durability, toughness, strength, power, but do it in a lighter and a more fuel-efficient package.
And sales for the Wrangler are hot, so they don't want to be taking it away at any point in time.
Well, essentially, Toledo is kind of becoming, or could become, I should say, a victim of Jeep's success. They're right now down there, they're building the Wrangler, and they're also building the new compact Cherokee SUV. And they're pretty much running flat out. There's no room for them to add another product at this stage of the game. The problem that Chrysler faces and Marchionne faces is if you shut down the Wrangler production for 6 months, not only do you have the money that you have to spend for the capital improvements to go to aluminum, and that's not just in the assembly line, but it's also in the body shop and the paint shop, you also are not producing those vehicles, which produce a lot of revenue for the company. So you basically get hit twice. So what he has suggested and some of the other people at the company suggested is they may have to look at a source in Michigan at Sterling Heights or in Illinois at a plant in Belvidere, Illinois. And that's got the people in Ohio up to and including the governor all kerfuffled, and that's why they're coming to Auburn Hills to talk with him about it and work their way through it. Having said all of this, the expectation is that if they don't get the Wrangler, they are going to get other new Jeep product. Toledo is going to be, along with Jefferson North and Detroit, going to be really the heart of production of Jeep vehicles in the United States. But this is very iconic for Toledo, and that's why they're fighting so hard.
And it was interesting, as you pointed out, how Marchionne said, well, as long as I'm CEO, the Jeep Wrangler will be built in Toledo. But lo and behold, we find out that he's going to step down after the end of 2018.
Yeah, after the end of 2018. And this would be a, 2018 model. I think that might be a little sleight of hand. But I think, you know, what I think we have to recognize here is something we haven't really touched on so much, and that is the impact and the driving force of these federal fuel economy regulations. They are forcing the industry to make some changes and rethink products in ways they haven't had to do in the past, and hopefully be able to deliver to customers what they expect. A couple of years ago, even a year ago, I think Chrysler would have said, we're not going to leave steel bodies on our Jeeps and get away from them and go to aluminum. But that's, in fact, the direction they're likely to head. It hasn't been decided yet, And that decision is probably going to be made before they start national UAW contract talks next summer in June or July of 2015.
But as, again, you're just to kind of reemphasize for folks in Ohio, folks in Toledo, it isn't necessarily that you're not going to be building something, but it could happen where it wouldn't be that iconic Wrangler.
That's exactly right. I think that what I'm hearing from people inside Chrysler at the right levels is that this would not have an impact on employment. If anything, the employment down there is going to stay the same. It has more to do with what is it that they're going to be building. And that's an emotional issue for them. And I think I understand that, and I think a lot of people understand that. But they have to weigh that against the financial requirements and what they're able to commit to this product and where.
70 years of history crashing up against the realities of 2014.
You got that right.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.